midday, Sasha put on her light burgundy dress, matching pumps, went into the main house, and knocked on the door of the library. Mrs. Graves opened the door and asked, "Yes, child, can I help you? I notice you haven't been entertaining your guests. Is there something wrong?" "No, no, I'm not used to people, so I have my butler and maid, George and Suzanne, do the entertaining. Is there anything I can do for you?" "Thank you so much for asking. I'm fine." Mrs. Graves then quickly closed the door. Sasha made her way into the kitchen where Susanna was preparing the noon meal and asked, "Mom, is Mrs. Graves ill? Because she stays in her room a lot. She's weird, that's all. Ever since she brought the house from the Lockwood, she has been like that. You knew Mrs. Graves before she lived here?" "Anyway, George and I met her at a medical center undergoing a minor operation. She bought this place and was brought in chipper, and then hired George and I to clean the place up." "Would you say Mrs. Graves is a few flowers short of a garden?" "You could say that, but she is sweet and kind." "Oh, about the other day, Sasha. Young ladies do not walk around outside in their nightclothes. Daryl was trying to kidnap Wendy, and I had to stop him before he got away with her. I guess that's a good enough reason, and I'm glad you were there to stop Daryl. Mom, would you happen to have a travel mug around? I want something I can drink my coffee out of while I walk. Is there something bothering you, Sasha?" "Someone. Callie. All I want to do right now is go for a walk and clear my head." Susanna poured coffee in a stainless steel mug, fixed it the way Sasha liked it, and said, "Take a Danish bow tie with you to eat on the way." 200 yards from the house, Sasha sat under a large oak tree to finish her pastry before going any further. She put the last bit in her mouth and spotted what looked like a strange markings on the bare ground, took a swallow of her coffee, and went to investigate. When she was 20 feet from the spot, she saw a finger protruding out of the ground and thought, "That's odd." Sasha pulled on the finger and uncovered a man's severed arm.